Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Yesterday I had the joy to speak about Jesus Christ. If you remember, I had an encounter with some Jehovah Witnesses, and they wanted to speak about the Father. And so I was inspired to share about the deity of our Lord and Savior. Today I would like to share a little bit about the Holy Spirit. And so I'd just like to look at a few verses here. In John 14, we have verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." I'd like to just go right away to chapter 15 and look and see again when Jesus is speaking. And he says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you, unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." And what I'd like to notice here in these two verses is that in chapter 14, we find that Jesus is saying that the Father will send the Comforter in the name of the Son, and that he will bring all things to remembrance that the Son has said. Now over here in chapter 15, it says that when the Comforter is come, whom the Son will send from the Father, and he proceeds from the Father, he will testify of the Son. And I was struck as I was studying a little bit about the Spirit of God. I was struck by that interesting relationship between the Trinity. There is an inseparable relationship. The Father, in one passage, it says that the Father is sending the Spirit in the name of the Son, and in the next passage it says that the Son is sending the Spirit from the Father. Do you see how there's an inseparability of the three, of the Trinity? So even though we can understand God in different ways, we see different views of God, yet it's very clear that this God is one God. There is not three. The Trinity is not trying to describe three. The Trinity is trying to describe one. It's a view. It's three different views of one God. I found that very interesting. John chapter 16 and verse 13, it says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me." And once again, we find that our guidance here is the Spirit of God. It's not the law, it's not the scribes, and it's not the commentaries. It's not the... You know, the modern Christendom, modern Protestant world would say that it's a commentary that guides us into truth. Maybe modern Catholicism would say that it's a scribe, it's a learned person that guides us into truth. And sadly, beloved, there's too many of different groups that say it's the law that guides us into truth. But it's none of those things. Really, what gives us truth here is the Spirit of God, and the key is that the Spirit of God speaks of Christ. It's Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. That is such a key verse. It's such an essential verse. There is no way, there is no approach to God that is correct. There is no approach. It's not even a correct approach. You can't even approach God except through Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so the Spirit of God, we know, must have proceeded forth from God because he guides us into all truth by glorifying Christ. I'd like to give one more verse here this morning on this subject, and this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says, "God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit." These are the things of God. "For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." So the Spirit of God knows the things of God, knows the mind and the thinking of God. Now look at the next verse. "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him?" So we, by natural thinking, we know how other men think. But he says, "Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." So I just wanted to bring that out because sometimes there may be a question of the deity of the Spirit, but I have no question of the deity of the Spirit of God either. We find the Spirit of God knowing the mind of God, and no man can know the mind of God. And so I'm just blessed again this morning to consider the greatness of God and how that we can view God as the Father, we can view God as the Son, and we can view God as the Spirit, and how that the three all testify of one thing, which is man's need of having his soul filled with the Spirit of God. And so that's my encouragement and my exhortation for us this morning. The inspiration this morning is, be ye being filled by the Spirit of God. And let us not grieve away the Spirit. Let us not lift up Jehovah and deny the deity of Christ and the Spirit of God, but let us walk together and hand in hand and be guided into all truth. So God bless you this morning.